Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
Very funny comedian Hannah Berner is going to join us. Also, the news. First, there's Apartments.com. Apartments.com. Ever had one of those moments where you realize it's time to find a new place? At Apartments.com, they call it an out-of-apartment experience. It could be life-altering, like finding out your family is growing, or life-annoying, like dealing with a broken change machine at a laundromat. If you find yourself in an out-of-apartment experience, start your search for a new place at Apartments.com. They've helped millions of renters find their perfect place to live, and their powerful search tools helps you find a listing that checks all of your boxes. So take a moment and check out Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
It's time to check Adam's voicemail.
Adam, Chris, Colorado Springs. Things to do before you die. Crack a burner phone in half. Throw it in the garbage can. Flip up your collar. Walk away. Get it on.
You can leave us a message at 888-634-1744.
Hannah Berner, comedian, is going to join us in a second or two. She's running just a second late. We have more to discuss on The Mist, was it?
The Mist, yeah. So I mentioned Steven Spielberg, Stephen King novel adapted by Frank Darabont. And Stephen King gave him the thumbs up, like Thomas Jane said. It's streaming on Netflix, so everyone can watch it if you have Netflix. It's a good watch. I felt bad. I didn't want to say it in front of Thomas, while it is a very good movie, you can tell that the budget was slashed because the effects, it's about an alien kind of creature invasion, and this group of townsfolk sequester themselves inside of a grocery store. Really good cat and mouse kind of movie, but you can tell the special effects are frankly below average for 2007. You know, it doesn't look good. You can tell they probably had budget issues, but otherwise a really tightly told story.
I was thinking as I was hearing that, as if I was a producer, anybody who brought me a story, I'd go, look, we can't go with your ending, but if we do, we'll just have to cut it, the budget in half. I mean, if you want to stick to your artistic integrity and dance with who brung you, and you're someone who doesn't value the almighty dollar over artistic integrity, then we can do that. But we're going to, you know, obviously,
what artist is going to say no?
You're gonna look into your children's eyes at some point, but... it's your choice. It's completely your choice, you know, to either, you know, be a celebrated thespian or a sellout. It's your choice. You want to be, you know, would you like to be Meryl Streep or David Hasselhoff? But I'll let you think about it. But I understand committed. We're going to have to cut it in half.
I'm committed to my vision. But on the other hand, I really need that money to make these special effects look good.
Well, you take your time.
Yeah, you probably could get everything whacked in half if you just kind of did it that way.
That's a good way to frame it.
Mm-hmm.
You and Sonny should watch it. It's worthwhile.
I haven't seen it. And Stephen King is very all over the road for me. Like, oh, I really loved The Shining, Pet Sematary, not so much.
The Lawnmower Man, maybe,
Misery.
Yes.
Misery's one of the good ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also altered a bit from the book.
Right.
Well, I guess so. I'm not really familiar with Stephen King's writing as much as the movies have been made of his books, but The Mist is, I would call it solid.
Well, $18 million budget, and it did $57 million at the box office.
Unpleasantly. Actually, I wonder, we should all guess what the Rotten Tomatoes score is. I've seen it. I don't even know. I would guess.
Oh, wait. Let's
hold on.
Hold on. We'll take your word for it. I haven't seen it. Based on something... And I don't know how much Stephen King gets in, because there's stuff they love, and then there's Misery, right? That's Stephen King, and everyone loved that one. And then there's stuff they hate. So I don't know if
this is 2007. I feel like by then more good Stephen King had come out.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
All right, Gina.
I didn't see it, but I'm going to go ahead and guess 72.
79. I hope it's higher.
63. Hope it's lower.
We have a 5-point deduction.
All right.
And the winner with -5, because
I've seen the movie.
The Mist is fresh. It's 72.
I'll take Gina Graff. I'd like that to roll over to the next game, please.
Nice.
Funny, the audience at 65.
You know why?
That's
that ending. The ending is not audience friendly.
Interesting. Now I want to see it.
What was the ending?
I'm not going to give it away.
Can you tell us what the book ending was?
I don't even know, actually.
Oh, okay.
But it's extremely bleak in the movie.
Okay.
All
depressing,
right.
I would go so far as to say.
Well, young, beautiful comedian Hannah Berner is joining us, and I'm told on my screen she's walking into the studio, so we'll bring Hannah in as she is placed before us. She's. I'll give her plugs now, and we'll save a little time on that. It's going to be at the Warburg Lounge in New York City. That's coming up June 28th. Troubadour. That's quite a storied venue out in West Hollywood. That'll be August 7th. Helium Comedy Club in Portland. We've been there a few times as well, and that's coming up August 10th, and that's where you can find Hannah Berner. So we got your plugs in. Put your earphones on. And
I got you.
How are you, Hannah?
Thank you for having me, guys.
My pleasure. Thanks
it's a pleasure
for joining
to be
us.
Here.
Yeah.
This is a little weird for me because my wife loves Summer House.
Your wife has amazing taste.
Yeah, I know. She's a big fan of yours. she loves the whole. I've seen every episode of Summer House because
of
my
wife.
Oh, my God.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I am not familiar with Summer House. Tell me all about it.
Well, it is a reality show that I was on.
Mm-hmm.
I was on a... I wanted to be doing entertainment. I wanted to make people laugh. And I got sidetracked for 3 years on a reality show. And it was about New Yorkers who work during the week, and then on the weekend, you go to the Hamptons.
Oh, yeah.
And you, like,
yeah,
fucking fight. It's
right. Everyone
one of
just
those.
Gets drunk and fights.
Yeah, yeah. So I had put 3 years in, and then I got... engaged, and then they tossed me.
Did they feed you booze in those environments?
I mean, you want booze because it's just a lot of stress, and there's definitely booze always available. And I do think drunk people thrive in those situations.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. Mm. And it's a good set because mostly drinking, you know, while filming is frowned upon in this city.
Unless it's Summer House and Match Game.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Match Game. It's sickening what they do. I've done Match Game a few times.
You have?
Yeah, and they want everyone to have a cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
they just feel like, oh, it's going to get bawdy and blue and right. we're going to have fun, you know. Yeah. But what they don't tell you is they film it. You know, 1 p.m. So yep. it's a little different vibe yeah. when you're drinking, you know, day drinking.
I was very into espresso martinis.
Sorry. Oh, boy.
Because, oh, my God.
Because we're filming for a long time, and then it's 10 p.m., you're at a restaurant, and I'm like, I have to have a little fight with someone. I need some caffeine mm-hmm. for this.
Right.
And then, so you get drunk, they get you hyper, and you will have diarrhea at the end, but it's kind of an explosion that's worth it for the end of the night.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
You know,
agreed.
You feel light and
listen,
ready to dance.
Diarrhea gets a bad rap.
I mean, diarrhea, we need to normalize diarrhea a little more.
I concur.
Bad publicist with diarrhea.
I know, they need new PR. Their marketing team's shit, no pun intended.
I'm just going to dovetail nicely into me taking a long walk last night and thinking I wasn't going to make it back to the abode.
You had to hot foot it?
I did, but here's the... So here's the thing, and we'll go back to that.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Diarrhea gets a bad rap, but like what got you to diarrhea is excellent Mexican food.
Yes.
So I say it's worth the price.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, no one ever does that.
Yeah, you buy a ticket, you know what the show's going to be.
Yeah, it's like yeah. Muhammad Ali had some brain damage at the end, but there's statues of the man.
I do know some people who are like vegan, they eat so clean, and then they're like, I don't know why I'm backed up. I'm like, go to Taco Bell.
That's right.
Just go to Taco Bell. Yeah. It's a beautiful release. Some would say an orgasm through your butthole.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's Brush their new mark. Tell that to Christy. Yeah, that's
good. Writing that down.
Write that down.
Write
that down
right now.
Yeah, you can use that. I don't need credit.
I was walking through the neighborhood last night and just felt some churning going on mm-hmm. at the end of like an hour and 15 minute walk. It was dark. I was on a cul-de-sac.
Whoa.
And I was like, I think I can pull one of those female jogger situations.
In between the cars. Did you shit on Garagos's lawn?
His wife
He'll
picked
sue.
It up.
That's right.
No, but I did run into Garagos walking moments earlier, and I had a thought, like, can I make it back to my house? And then that's the worst thought, because now you're on the clock.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you have this thought a mile away, you're like, I don't even think about it. You're not going to make it right. back to your humble abode. But the next thought is I'm only about 300 yards from the front door. Yeah. Shall I go for it? And I start thinking about the woman at the donut shop.
Yeah, the Tim Hortons or
dropped
one of them.
The deuce yeah. and threw it at the guy.
Right.
Ever see that?
That was more functional.
I feel like the throw was unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't
See,
have been
where
mad
we disagree.
If she... You're like, if you're going to go all in, if you're going to shit somewhere. My thing is, sometimes you get a little risky. Like, could I just let out a little air?
Yeah.
And my advice is, don't be a hero.
Yeah, it's a dice roll.
You know, don't be a hero. Hold it in.
Yeah, I agree.
And I do think it's the ultimate equalizer, though, especially in this town.
Sure.
Doesn't matter how successful you are, how much money you have, you're going to lose to diarrhea eventually.
Well, and when everyone was on Atkins, specifically, I've never heard so many shit my pants stories in my entire life.
Oh, my God.
Really? That's an Atkins thing.
That was specifically because people were eating like just like melted blocks of cheese and like Atkins protein bars. And left, right, and center, I was hearing about people shitting their pants. I'd never heard that before.
Well, let's keep
the
digging.
The pants industry was happy.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's keep digging around. To me, you guys all tell me what does it.
Okay.
Because.
Chemo.
Same here. What does it – now, everyone makes the joke, oh, I had Indian food or I had Mexican food or curry or something. For me, neither here nor
never.
There. My thing is I love summer fruit. And if you throw a couple of nectarines around, I'll eat four of them. Like
fibrous.
You
naughty.
Give me a sack of I know.
You give me some potassium, I'm in.
I'll eat a banana. Banana's not going to do it. You give me a sack of Rainier cherries, and I'll just sit there. And I won't. Rainier cherries and pistachios. There's no end. Oh, there's no place where you stop. You
God just is not made enough to where you'll find
right.
your limit.
So I'll fire off a bunch of those, and then at some point have a cup of coffee, and then I'm like, all right, now I'm going for a hike. And at some point, that's when it's a lot of fruit that does it.
Water soluble and fiber. A lot of fiber.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I think it's kind of mental.
Mm.
I don't mean to be like the Brene Brown of IBS, but I feel like it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
It is. It's like when I'm anxious, everything goes through me. It's kind of like you ever like before a show, you're like, we need to have diarrhea, or like before something you're nervous about. So I could eat anything. I could eat so clean and nice, and my body will reject things when it's unnerved, when my stomach just is turning.
Totally.
In a bad relationship, start shitting yourself.
Yeah. So it's about that. Gina, is it psychological for you as well?
Are you kidding? 100%. But from the sliver of time where it's not psychological, it doesn't matter what I'm eating as long as I wash it down with water. If it's carbonated, rumble in the jungle like chemistry set. Yeah.
Really?
I cannot have it with a soda, whatever it is.
I may have come up with an invention I think we can all get behind.
Oh, boy.
Go on.
Well, look, if you had a nice house back in the day, and even now, you'd have a bidet. Like, it'd be a separate toilet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, European.
You got enough square footage, you got enough in the bank, you're doing a nice ground up or beautiful remod, and you'll go with the bidet, right?
Yeah.
Now you got the, you know, ass washer toilet seat.
Yeah, I got that
good.
One.
What about having a standard toilet and a shits blown off the wagon toilet? Like, this is little bigger mouth, a little different slope on the seat, and maybe a different Teflon coated porcelain.
It's higher up because that's precious seconds.
Grab bars everywhere.
Grab bar.
You can bite onto something.
A leather strap.
Built-in overhead fan.
That's good.
You know what I mean? Like something piping.
The panic room.
Piping Yanni.
Just
like
someone patting your forehead.
Yes.
Yeah. Wiping you down.
Like an airplane that got suction.
Pressure actuated seat feels, you come down on it, it is fucking all hands
turbulence
on deck. Right. That is because the problem with the standard toilet
is... You have to get naked for it.
Yeah.
Oh, obviously.
The standard toilet is for the standard dump. You get try to hit it with the diarrhea on the standard.
It's checkers and chess.
Yeah, it's not built for it.
No. This is like the toilet Esquire, better than the common toilet.
Yeah. And I feel like if I had the exploding toilet, like this is the big timer toilet. First off, what would be the danger if you just had a nice solid BM on the big throne?
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Yawn.
Except like if you first start dating, there's no like casual way of going to the big toilet. Like, it's just going to be a quick one. You're like, you're in the big toilet room. And I'm like, oh, I'm just testing it.
Can it be behind the regular toilet, like a turning library?
I haven't liked the bidet, which is just adjacent.
Oh, so it's adjacent. Okay.
You still need to explain it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, he'll hear the noises regardless.
Yeah. People are going to walk in and go, what is that second toilet? Like, I thought it was a bidet, but I felt vacuum pressure when I sat on it.
It does it for you.
That's a good idea.
And what else might we have? I would say it probably came with, like, a inspirational plaque, like something funny and amusing, like the cat.
You could do it.
Hanging there, baby.
Yes. You know, you might you can request different things to listen to. It could be Yanni. It could be the squirrels fighting, as we've talked about before. Or it could be meditation. Like, you're okay. Take a deep breath.
Or metal rock.
You're going to
die. You're going to die. You're dying. You're in hell.
Something to drown out what's going on in there.
Yeah. Or something drown out the sound. Yeah, that Brian's right.
Drown out the sound. Because there are people outside passing in the hallway.
But if you're going full Dumb and Dumber, you need psychological help at that point. Like, you need someone on your side telling you you're going to live through this.
Yeah, like, you could call a friend. I also think there should be video just in case you want to OnlyFans it. Like, there's definitely a way.
Oh, there's a market.
Yeah. I'm just thinking ladies, entrepreneurial wise.
Yeah, or like a classical song that you could kind of participate in, like da 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 da. Da 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 da. Some of the big crescendo to make sure you're
evacuated. It's kind of like you're having a baby. It's like 3, 2, 1, push! Push! Okay, breathe. Back to your breathing patterns.
Am I inventing this, Maxipata? Is there
It does have a seatbelt.
Oh, my God.
5.0.
I got our brand name. I got our brand name, people.
What is it?
Heavy Duty.
Oh, my God. It's genius.
Wow. It's a worst shit right there.
Will somebody do a mock-up for us, please?
First off, we ain't going with white either, man.
Stains too easily.
Yeah, so we could work this out. But, you know, big bore, little extra water flow.
There's games you could play, too. Like, you could do Mario Kart or something during it, and it'll be leather.
Oh, leather, leather seat, leather back.
Yeah. Pleather, probably.
Pleather for the vegans.
Car vinyl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, an easy cleanup, too. No, we don't want suede or Alcantara.
Nah. Suede. Oh, maybe ultra suede.
But there is a gold, if you want to upgrade.
Oh.
Mm.
Sure. Oh, the Trump
there
edition.
Has to be
the Trump dump edition.
The Trump dump. That's what I was envisioning.
I'm in the triple deuce club. I as I wrote in my best-selling book, I have pooped my pants 3 times.
3 times.
Yeah. Lost control.
Were any of them not cancer-related?
No, all medication-related. No, not food, not anything, just the medication.
That's what you tell people?
No, it's 100% true.
Is that side effect listed on the bottle? Spontaneous shitting?
I don't believe it is, although it's a stool softener and a laxative, so it's implied.
It's implied. Okay. Yeah. Mm.
Anyone? All right, so I don't respect that. It's kind of the opposite of the people of like, I've never thrown up because I drank too much. Like,
3 times, fool?
Never. You think this is a brag, but I'm really losing respect for you. Hannah?
Of course. I puked on my bachelorette party.
Good.
Like, old school, like, knees on the tile.
That's what I'm talking about.
With some girl crying behind you and you're like, shut up, I'm trying to focus.
I bet you could have used a heavy-duty oversized bowl.
Yeah, exactly.
For that as well.
Swipe up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where was your bachelor party?
I went to Miami. I did kind of a classic thing. I'm not like big into partying, but then I pretty much got into it. But it's very cult-like bachelorettes, you know, because I sense the power I had all these women, you know, I got them to a secret location.
They do all your bidding.
They're blacking out. They're just giving me money.
Oh, you're like the David Koresh of that.
Yeah. Yes.
Or the Jim Jones.
Yeah, I went fully. Yes. Like, they would do anything for you. You're the bride.
Yeah.
You're like, take this poison if you fucking like me. And
you
if someone
dominion
tries
dominion over them.
Yes. And if someone starts complaining, they're like, oh, do you not support Hannah's love? And they're like, no, I support it. I'm here. And everyone wears the same colors. Honestly, it was.
And you decide the colors, right?
Yeah, and then I make everyone give speeches about how great I am. It's a full cult.
Yeah.
And also, normally if you take a crown with an inflatable penis on it and say, you got to walk through the lobby of the hotel in this bitch, most people tell you to fuck off, but not now.
They're like, yes, and how far?
Wear this bride squad sash, bitch.
Yes, and you think like, oh, I would never be in a cult, but when your friend chooses you, you feel like you're part of something bigger, and that's how I got all my friends to Miami, and we did unthinkable things. Ja Rule did come out at a strip club. That was the highlight.
Oh, really?
Are you guys big Ja Rule fans?
Sure.
Until the Fire Festival.
Until he got bamboozled.
Yeah.
He got bamboozled.
Yeah. You're at a male strip club?
It's called Eleven, and I guess it's a male strip club. It's kind of one of those mix. Like, it's a party with, like, girls around.
Mm-hmm.
And we had some bodyguards, and we were like, any dudes that come, just clothesline them. And it was a very, like, feminist, empowering time, especially the puke part.
And what about Ja Rule probably picked a different song. How did Ja Rule factor into this?
Ja Rule just comes out, and I make eye contact with him, and he starts rapping, and he loves to perform.
Comes out on stage?
Just comes on stage, shirt off.
Yeah.
And I discovered him at 11 years old. Like, my first MTV experience was like Ja Rule. And I was like, I'm so naughty, his low voice. And I was just rapping to him. And it was a beautiful full circle experience for me.
And was he like booked there, or did he just kind of spontaneously?
That's a great question. I don't know if he thought it was like an open mic that he just comes on. I don't think he was booked, because they were kind of like, Ja Rule's in the building. We were like, cool. And then he made it into his own concert. He's very main character energy.
Do you think he's trying to get laid?
Absolutely.
That was such a naive question.
I guess.
I mean, why do male comics do what they do?
I have many theories. A lot are about getting laid.
Because women do it for the art.
But look, you can do it for a multitude of reasons. Mostly, they don't want to participate in society as we know it. Like, they don't like alarms and getting up in the morning and taking care of kids and obligations and insurance and stuff. They'd rather live a semi-nomadic life where they could see a matinee any day of the week, or go out to brunch with Sarah Silverman at any place on Fairfax when it's not crowded because it's midweek.
This is
like
getting
midday.
Specific, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of these guys. Well, there's a crate. Like, in what universe, like, when you think about, you know, Jeff Ross or Doug Benson, or like the list goes on and on. Bunch of guys in their 50s, no kids.
Yeah.
Never been married. Like, it's.
And they have an excuse, because they're like, dating's hard.
It engenders
with my
lifestyle.
Schedule.
Yeah. Right, right.
Like, I travel so much.
So some of it is getting laid. And then the other part is like, I just don't want to live in any kind of conventional schedule that all you idiots, you know, the alarm goes off and get up and you go downstairs and the kids have knocked over the cereal bowl. Like, they don't want that shit.
Do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two of them. It's a fool's errand. They're twins. I named one fool and the other Aaron. Aaron's not confused. Fool's pretty fucking pissed about now.
Oh my God. Wait, so it didn't make you a better person when you had a child?
Far from it.
No. Far from it.
Really the opposite.
You know, people are like, I now found my purpose.
No, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. And then here's maybe a rule. Maybe this is a rule. Your kid's upbringing has to be somewhat commensurate with your upbringing, or at least in the same sort of stratosphere of his general neighborhood of your upbringing. Because when your kid's upbringing is so insanely different than your own, then everything bothers you.
Oh, you're like these fucking spoiled brats.
Right. Yeah, so there's like little things like, I used to have a go-kart in the back of the shop, and I'd see my kid and any kid, I think Jimmy's kid, they just like walk right past it, step over it and walk over and sit down and like start playing with their phone. And I'd go,
it's just a waste of my time.
You just stepped over a go-kart, son. And it's like, yeah, so.
I saw it.
When I was 11, if someone had a go-kart, I'd be like, who's this? Does it run? What's going on? Like, let's fire it up. Let's do this, you know?
So you're that dad that's like, back in the day, we used to have to walk 10 miles to get to school.
Oh, very much.
No, because all you do is get ridiculed for that now. Yeah. But the crazy casualness that they can approach, let's just say eating out. Mm. You know, like you'd say, let's go out to eat. And they go, okay. And then you go, we're going eating Chinese food. And they go, oh, I'm not in the mood. And you go, oh, come on, you can order anything on the menu. And they go, yeah, have a good time. And you're like, what universe would going out to eat be on the table? And you're telling your parents to pound sand.
They go, if it's not hibachi, I'm not going.
Yeah. Right. That was it's your birthday. And that's about it.
It was a very rare occasion.
Or it's your cool friend's birthday.
Right.
More likely.
Right.
Yeah.
Half drunk smoothies all over, strewn about. You know what I mean? Like, when you were a kid, was there ever an instance, if you found a half consumed root beer sweating on the counter and me not there, it'd be like, Adam's been abducted.
Right.
He was shot or abducted. It's like, there's no, you leave half the a glass fucking is still root sweaty. Beer and just like walk away from a smoothie or they'll have milkshakes that they say, I drank half, I'm done with it.
My Italian
I'm
grandpa,
lactose intolerant.
You're right.
My Italian grandpa would say that for dessert or whatever, hey, take as much as you want, but finish every bite.
Take what you want, but eat what you take.
And I did.
Yeah.
But I feel like you feel bad for them too, because like the littlest thing used to bring you so much joy, where they like have so much stimulation right now that it's like almost hard to find.
You know, just on the subject in terms of stimulation, my dad for a small period of time smoked cigars. Just on the topic of cigars. We had the cigar box. Mm-hmm. The cigar box was used and reused, was adorned with colors and paints and made into a place to keep your matchbox cars or your stash, later. Then there was the aluminum cigar tube.
Oh, boy.
My dad had this cigar. You had a cap. You could screw it. You could unscrew it. You could hold it underwater. It would pop up.
Yeah.
Even the band that went around the cigar, hey, I'm getting engaged. I was going full Tom Hanks on an island with cigar. Somebody tweeted me, Chris, you don't have to find it, but there was a time when Band-Aids came in a metal box with a flap snap lid. You don't throw that box away. That's a big ticket item, man. I have that.
It's the size of baseball cards.
Right.
Keep my baby, whatever. It was a box. It was like we were trying to make toys out of containers.
Oh, yeah.
Give me that pallet. I want to have a good time this weekend.
You take all your teeth you lost. You never know when you might need them.
At some point, it went from sort of baseball card container tooth or whatever. It turned into a stash place that came
stash
for.
Stash box.
Yeah, came roaches and joints and stuff like that. But yes, there was a lot of joy through sort of found fun.
Yes.
And now it's just all, go on Amazon, get the deluxe laser tag thing, shows up 9 guns and 15 vests, and people
the next
are
day.
Running all. Yep. And by the way, they're done with it 10 minutes in.
Yeah. Yep. But it reminds me almost of dating, how like back then you had to like call someone's house and it was a whole thing. You had to go see them and I heard my parents told me if they weren't there, you're fucked. Like, and then now everyone just like swipe, and you're used to seeing hot people all the time.
Yes.
So it's this weird balance of like, is it too much stimulation that you're not even, you're missing a lot of like potential great moments?
Oh, like if you took, let's just say you took the swipe technology and you brought it to 1973.
Exactly.
The average amount of time before the swipe would be 9 hours and 21 minutes of people just staring and staring and staring. Now it's just like the average swipe is 1.4 seconds. Right. I mean, if they're just, you may stop and look for a few beats on one, but right, I mean, it is moving under a second on a lot of them.
Because there's always more people, where I feel like back then, it wasn't so accessible, so you kind of would get to know people more. Be like, it takes a long time to meet someone new.
Well, and now that's a gimmick on a lot of these dating sites. It's, oh my God, this is a really big deal. You can't see their picture. And it's like, well, we already did. That's like the fucking, what was not the lost and found ad, but the,
oh, yeah, the back
desperately
of the newspaper.
Seeking. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Well, misconnections.
Misconnections. Yeah. And that's why, you know, we've sort of shamed this idea and said fat to it for so long. But now in pop culture, the matchmaking thing is a fucking hot genre.
Yeah.
Let somebody else say, you have three choices. I vetted them. You don't get 80 choices. You get three choices. And I think there's something very appealing about that to people.
Well, in New York City, you'll meet someone and get along with them and be like, this person's great, but I have five more dates this week.
Right, exactly.
Like, I feel like back then you had a good date. You'd pursue it.
You stuck with it.
You don't have 400 people on your phone waiting.
Yep. There is a study, and I'll screw up the numbers a little bit, but the study is for consumers, when you give people three choices for a toaster oven, they're happy. When you give them 18 choices, they get really miserable.
That's the thing.
And why wouldn't the same apply to dates
people.
Or
You're
any
so
endeavor?
Right, yeah. So we're fucked.
Right, but we need the one mega toilet. We can't have competition. I don't want there to be 18 knockoffs.
Just one gold upgrade, and that's it.
On the shelf. Yeah. One heavy duty. Get it. We'll get it capitalized. I know some guys with deep pockets. All right, let me tell you about Ultimate Ears. Now, this is an invention. This is technology. We rely on devices and hardware all over the place. But what about the ears? No two are exactly alike, and your earbuds. Well, it might be causing discomfort or pain, especially if they keep them in too long. UE Fits, true wireless custom fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears. Premium sound, all day comfort. The molding experience is fantastic. It used to be, I've got fitted for a custom IFB way back in the day. The tech would have to come out and make a mold of your ear. This is guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds, 8 hours of continuous playback on a single charge, up to 20 hours. With the charging case, and you try them out, and you don't love them, they have a 30-day money-back guarantee, plus free shipping and returns and a one-year warranty. Right, Dawson?
Use promo code Adam at UE.com Fits to get your pair of UE Fits. That's UE.com Fits, promo code Adam.
All right, quick break. Right back with Hannah and the news right after this.
Available now for pre-order, Adam's sixth book. Everything reminds me of something. Advice, answers, but no apologies.
It's insane. I blame everybody but me.
Adam drops knowledge, rants, and laughs, answering actual questions from you, the listener, and some celebrity friends. Follow the link at adamcarolla.com to purchase on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or through IndieBound to find your local independent bookseller. Everything reminds me of something. Coming this summer, wherever finer books are sold.
Give me the news with Grad. News with Gino Grad. Breaking viral. Weird crime, protest, politics. Give me news with Gina Grad. Stuff they saw on TMZ. Joe Biden. Kamala. Meet news with Gina. Gina Grad.
The news with Gina Grad.
A jury has ordered Bill Cosby to pay a woman $500,000 in damages after he sexually assaulted her as a minor back in the 70s. Cosby was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read. That's according to Deadline.
Maybe we should get rid of damages, the term.
Why?
You know what I mean? Well, we got rid of, you know, I'm handy capable. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it was a big thing when he'd say, so they'd go, you're a rape victim, survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Rape
mm-hmm.
survivor.
Right.
I'm like victim in there. But this is you getting paid for damage. Like, her pussy will never be the same. Things all fucked up. Can't rub that shit out.
Yeah.
The wording is, it's like lawyers come up with that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it you know, $500,000 in restitution or whatever.
I got it.
Whatever
I got
it is.
It.
Damages. It says she's damaged
goods. Damages like she's a car.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Perhaps we go with punitive.
Punitive damages. That's right.
Something to think about.
Her vag is totaled.
something to think about.
I don't like the term damages.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. The victim, Judy Huth, sued Cosby for sexual battery in 2014, claiming the assault occurred at the Playboy Mansion when she was a teenager. Mm-hmm. Cosby claimed his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and did not testify in the two-week civil trial. He was sentenced up to 10 years behind bars in 2018 for rape, but we know that got tossed out.
So the court said 500 on a civil?
Wouldn't it have to be? I mean, it's not a jury.
It was a civil trial? Or
Kit?
There are civil jury trials. Like OJ.
Why does that feel odd? I don't
OJ
know.
Was a,
yeah, you're right.
It feels low.
You're right. I don't know.
That was my first thought. It feels a little low for underage raping. Half a mil.
Yeah.
Cosby's like, oh, good for that.
I think she got her years screwed up or her age screwed up or something.
When she was kind of waffling between the 2 years.
Yeah.
Mm.
It'd be fun to interview Bill Cosby.
Would it?
I think I would find that interesting.
I watched his documentary.
Did you talk about Cosby?
Yeah.
It's good.
It was really, really good because they take you on a full journey where, like, you're rooting for him and then you're, like, really not rooting for him. Yeah. Like, at first you're like, this guy's fucking amazing for comedy and so he's incredibly talented. And then you're like, oh my God, he's a monster. What was very interesting is how they showed little, like, seeds he was planting. Like, he almost was telling people.
You call those roofies.
Yeah.
You put them in drinks.
But he would make, like, roofie jokes and stuff.
Oh,
and everyone's like, ha, ha, ha. And then you look back at it and you're like, oh, my God. He
hiding in plain sight.
Yeah, exactly. He was almost, like, testing the people, like, how they felt about certain stuff. So it was creepy.
Yeah, when you're thinking about something a lot, it's hard not to just sort of have it
in your subconscious,
into your kind of stand up or your
especially when you're being quick and it's right there,
it's right
in your
at
subconscious.
The top. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd still rather interview Camille.
Me too, because I feel like any interview you would do with Bill Cosby that you were trying to get him to be at all honest, he would just turn it around on you and tell you you're a bad
person. You tried to interview Cosby for Lilty Ribs,
but they didn't trust that you weren't going to talk about this stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Bill Cosby sponsored Willie T. Ribs. Well, this would be on the happy side. The only black driver at Indianapolis 500, or the first black driver, and he gave him a full sponsorship.
It'd be great to hear about it.
Yeah, I mean, on the hey, man, give the devil his due side of the ledger, he said to this black race car driver, I will make sure and get you sponsored so that you can go to the Indianapolis 500, which is a very expensive endeavor.
Yeah.
And hundreds of thousands of dollars back then. And so Bill just walked into Coke and Jell-O and Kodak and was like, hey, fellas,
I got
a plan. Mm-hmm. Start cutting a check. And they're like, no, thanks. And so all the people said no to him. All his big guys said no to him. And then he went back and was like, well, I said I'd do it. So I guess I'm reaching into my own pocket. And he just sponsored him. There's nothing on the side of the car except for the name Camille.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The side of that.
It's like a boat.
Weird Dayglow orange and green, really funky town car. You can find a picture. It says Camille.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
On there. Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move to Deshaun Watson, shall we?
Oh, boy.
His attorney, he's the Cleveland Browns quarterback, he announced this week that, good for him, 20 out of the 24 lawsuits filed against him have been settled. Once the paperwork has been finalized and the money has been transferred to the women, those cases are dismissed, the terms of the settlement confidential, everybody just takes their paycheck and fucks off, I guess. That means Watson only has four more lawsuits to settle. NPR reports that the settlement also comes after the New York Times said earlier this month Watson had booked massage appointments with at least 66 different women over 17 months while he played for the Texans. The report also said a Texans representative had provided Watson with non-disclosure agreements that he would give at the massage.
At the massage.
For women to sign.
It's unusual.
Yeah, so
red flag.
So he was bitten by his own snake because he does the rub down, roll over with a boner move.
Sure.
I think.
But aren't there places where you don't, well, they'll just do it?
Plenty.
Well, that's confusing.
I mean,
oh, because he wants to feel like he's forcing them? Because I know football players that they love going to certain places and those places love them. Mm. And they do it all the time, three times a week.
Well, you know, I think since the Robert Kraft situation, people are scared to go in because they got the Ring doorbell
right
in there. And so there's a little of that. He had an M.O., and I guess his M.O. is boner surprise.
Oh, you know, he likes the surprise factor, yeah.
But then, unfortunately, you can't call the same legitimate gal back because she already surprised her with a boner last time, right. So you got to go with a new gal because who the hell cycles through masseuses that
what
way?
What an addiction. 66 in like a year and a half.
True addiction.
Right. So on one hand, he could get the new fresh eyeballs in there who wasn't ready for the boner surprise, not poised. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, now he's got 66 lawsuits or 24 lawsuits or 28 lawsuits instead of one chick with the boner surprise.
Yeah, and I kind of, this is a good, that's a good dessert, by the way. this is a good example of people like, oh, one person says something and all these dumb bitches like are coming out of the woodwork for their payday. Yeah. It makes sense because if you if that happens to you and you're like, you know what, I'm just going to move on. That was fucked up. Yeah. And then you hear that happened to me, like, wait a second, that fucking happened to me.
And it legitimizes it.
Yeah, totally.
Well, people's argument with Johnny Depp was like, well, no one's ever come out with this. So it's weird that this one girl has all these accusations. Mm-hmm. Then you look like Harvey Weinstein. Everyone has the same kind of story where he did the same kind of massage. So it goes both ways.
Right.
You fucking broads can't get a break. See, they're all just one girl.
Yeah. They're all saying the same thing. Yeah. But like, these men are simple. They'd have the same moves every time. Like, come up with something different then.
That's why I say, like, when you cheat, you know, you got to mix it up. Adam ate my pussy for 4 hours.
Definitely not.
He poured me another glass of champagne. I remember him asking about my day a lot.
We're talking about Adam Carolla?
The only time he stopped eating my pussy was to ask me about my afternoon.
She's definitely lying.
You cooked his whole thing.
You fucking skate, right?
It's true. It doesn't fit the narrative.
Oh my gosh.
We have a picture of Camille on the side of Willie T. Ribbs's.
Yeah, it says Camille Cosby.
Yeah.
Wow.
There it was. And this is later because he didn't have any of those other sponsors. He has Camille Cosby twice on the side of the car. You got Laguna Seca later on, but you got to go at Indy. I don't think he had anything, Chris. I think he only had Camille on there. But anyway, so.
Wow. I mean, Cosby was very charitable. He was like loved educating kids. He had a lot of
real philanthropist.
A lot of honorary degrees.
Yeah, and that's just a completely different side to him.
Yeah.
He's multifaceted.
Let's talk Johnny Depp. I'm glad you brought him up because we love auctions and stuff here and how much things go for. Well. Oh. This trial did him a ton of favors in that department. His memorabilia is being priced much higher than they thought it would. So let's take his scissor gloves from Edward Scissorhands, 1990. Just sold at auction on Tuesday. Now, they are expecting it to sell for half of this amount. It sold for over $81,000. $81,250. The scissor gloves.
Mm-hmm.
That is twice what they thought it was going to be. The recent attention is now also driving up the price of other memorabilia like his motorcycle in your favorite movie, Crybaby. That's being listed for $250,000.
Jesus Christ.
You know what? This is actually going to make you happy because he's playing. He's a huge fan of John Waters.
I hate John Waters.
Getting his star on the Walk of Fame.
He's
getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Overdue, I say.
Really?
Indeed, he is. He's going to join.
You know what I'm going to do?
Yep.
Because, you know, at some point they have to, like, bend down and kiss it or get down on their knee or whatever.
Picture.
Lick it.
I'm going to find the guy who would take the big pickaxe to the Trump star.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go, John Waters is installing a new Trump star. And he's going to bend down, and that guy's just going flying up with rage in his eyes and an ice pick and go right through his lungs with it.
You might not suspect that John Waters is MAGA.
Pickaxe. He's all MAGA. He's, at his own expense, he's installing a new Trump star.
That's very, very violent. May I posit an alternative that might not get you jailed?
Mm.
Should say, if you really want to honor your legacy in the movies you made, didn't Divine like eat dog shit at the end of one of the movies? You should definitely do that at the unveiling.
Okay.
That might be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's going to join.
I'll just set myself on fire like a monk.
That's good. But that would
World
be
War
good
II,
promo for our invention.
Oh, absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Factor that in.
The class includes Uma Thurman, Mindy Kaling, Paul Walker, Vince Vaughn, Lenny Kravitz, and Ludacris.
Hmm?
What about them?
That's the 2023 class, basically.
Oh, okay.
Not Ja Rule?
No, Ja Rule didn't make the cut this time.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know, it's a weird little, and Chris, we pulled it and we looked at it, but I have no idea if we can find it. But it was a weird little indicator about 4 years ago that we were kind of jumping the shark in Los Angeles as it pertained to lawlessness.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, it was kind of before there was a camper parked everywhere and people are shitting in the park and stuff, but it's in full bloom now, yeah. Us not paying attention to criminality or whatever. But there was a guy who was like the deputy of the police officers union or something like that. He had a name, like he was the chief of the police officers union or something. And he was leaving Craig's or someplace like that. And a TMZ guy went like, somebody went at Trump's Walk of Fame star with a pickaxe and destroyed it.
He was like, good.
The other night, he's like, so be it. Got into his car, and it's like, we still have laws, right? Like, there's still somebody with a pickaxe who's running down Hollywood Boulevard who may slip
expressing himself.
Hit somebody else with. Yeah. I mean, I know you hate Trump, but we got rules, right? Mm-hmm. We don't have rules.
What are those for exactly?
Yeah, it was the very beginning of us kind of going, hey, we don't mind if certain people do certain things.
It's artistic expression.
So this is the L.A. Police Commission president.
This is like 4 years ago?
Oh. I think so.
What do you think about the ongoing defacing of Donald Trump's star of fame?
I'm in favor of it.
You're in favor of it? Do you think maybe they should just remove the star? Is it becoming a public
issue? I'm definitely in favor of getting rid of the star.
Great. Hey, thank you very much, sir. Have a good night.
Now, look, you say what you will, but it does show a temperament toward lawlessness. Who's doing the long? Who's doing all the looting and the fire burning? Oh, Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Give him some space.
Yeah. Very mafia-esque.
Yeah.
Like, should we murder him? He's like, I don't know. If you see him swim with the fishes, don't ask me.
Yeah, it's a big. That's 2017.
That's
a 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Yeah, he's laughing. He's for it.
He's in a good mood.
He's all for it.
He's like, burn the whole town down.
All right, let's do one more.
Okay. Let's talk about a new Karen that has – you're a married woman now,
yes.
Hannah? So am I. If this happened to me, I'd be fucking rip shit. So this newlywed couple has gone viral on TikTok over this video they're sharing of this quote-unquote miserable neighbor trying to ruin their wedding. The couple held their wedding ceremony outdoors, and the neighbor across the street, who they just call Karen, she wasn't having it. For whatever reason, she decided it would be the perfect time to start mowing her lawn, making a lot of noise. The couple says Karen got on her riding mower right as the bride started walking down the aisle, then fired up the weed whacker during the vows.
Definitely not a Jew.
Exactly. It was so loud, people literally couldn't hear the ceremony. They certainly couldn't hear the vows. Most of the comments agree that this woman was wrong. And then other people commented, she has the right to do what she wants. It's her property. You guys decide.
Oh, fuck those people.
Thank you. This is the sort of supercut
that was
put up.
She's declaring war.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Got to be some history here, right?
You'd think so. So you kind of hear it in the
background.
Yeah,
there's probably more
worse
to this story. And beautiful, beautiful wedding.
Right on the corner.
Working as close as she can to the nuptials, right?
Yeah.
In her visor.
So there's history here, right?
Yeah, there has to be. Someone fucked someone's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because
mm-hmm. Somebody didn't follow the HOA.
What possible rationale is there for doing that?
She hates her neighbor.
Okay.
Like not saying it's right.
Rationale.
Or maybe she's mad she didn't get an invite.
Yeah. Looks like a beautiful neighborhood.
She's like, I say good morning to you every fucking morning. And I don't even get an invite. I don't even get some free, you know, clams, some mozzarella.
The thing about your neighbors and all this kind of shit is they can make you as miserable as they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just hope that they don't want to live next door to people that are angry at them all the time.
Yeah.
But a lot of people forego that. They're just like, I don't care if the person.
Some people thrive on it.
Yeah.
I can't wrap my head around that.
There's a breed, and they're out there, and the numbers are much greater than you'd ever imagine in terms of how many neighbors are willing to just completely forego any kind of decent relationship, go on the warpath, and fuck your shit
up. It's insane. Because how many times do you kind of need your neighbor's help sometimes?
Oh, sure.
Like, have someone looking out, or
it
can you close the garage
you.
Or whatever? I mean, I'm from New York, so we don't talk to our neighbors. But in other places, you know? And I feel like this woman doing this, she has to sleep with one eye open now because They have to come back at her.
But that's the thing. Like she,
but I'm Sicilian,
seems
so
like
I don't know. I don't know.
She thrives on that shit. Like the lengths I will go to keep the peace with the people around me, and you know my neighborhood. Yeah. It is a 24-hour day job.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring it home, Gina Grad.
You got it. I'm Gina Grad, and that's the news.
You stop and pull your dick out.
Gina Grad.
That was the news with Gina Grad.
All right. Denver, going to be doing some live shows tomorrow and Saturday. Comedy Works South. Go there and say hi. Dickie Barrett's going to be there. Kyle Dunnigan's going to be on the Saturday show. Thomas Jane, Murder at Yellowstone City in theaters and VOD tomorrow as you hear this. And Hannah Berner, everyone, the podcast. Burning in Hells and Giggly Squad, if I got that right. And where should we go if we want to find all your dates?
Oh, yeah, hannahburn.com. I'm doing L.A., Tacoma, Wisconsin. Got some stuff coming up.
Good on you. And until next time, Santa Carola for Hannah Berner and Thomas Jane and Gina Grad and Ball Bryan. Say it. Mahalo.
Some would say an orgasm through your butthole.
You can watch this episode of The Adam Carolla Show at youtube.com/Adam Carolla. Leave us a voicemail at 888-634-1744 and get your tickets to see the Ace Man in Denver this weekend at adamcarolla.com.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance, they are all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote. Or contact a local agent.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.